Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Happy Hour Report. We're so excited to be at our new time block. I'm DJ Ash Jeffs.
I'm DJ T Tufts.
And we're so excited to be here today with our friend and also fellow DJ, Owen.
Hello, Ashley. That's not your name on this, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it is my I think people have called me my name before. So on this week's show, we're discussing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, and her proposal for a Green New Deal, our New Year's resolution, Gillette's latest advertisement, and how Ariana Grande, our queen, is doing great things once again. And we'll also be interviewing with the lovely Owen, or DJ OEO is what I think his name should be.
Has not been confirmed yet.
has not been actually even passed by him until this very moment.
I'm putting in my vote of support for that, though. I really like
There will be a Twitter poll.
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent.
For strictly these two to decide on my
At our report. That's HOURREPORT. That's our Twitter. Okay.
My Twitter is Owen Kurtz.
So our first topic on the agenda would be AOC and the Green New Deal. So I've heard a lot about this in the media recently, and a lot of like controversy around her. She's super great, in my opinion. She's super cool. Mm-hmm. She has really great deals, and she's focusing a lot on the environment and kind of being more ethical with where her funding is coming from, which is really refreshing and cool to see in American politics. So I did a little delving into it because I couldn't find a lot about the Green New Deal. But what I did end up finding is that so many pieces of the Green New Deal have been worked out by a lot of people over the years, but nothing's really set in stone at this point. Basically, it's just getting more like green energy and kind of combining like labor and environmentalists. So creating more green jobs for Americans and working on like reducing emissions and the whole green economy. So yeah, how do we feel about that? I feel like a lot of people aren't talking about that in politics right now.
No, I think a lot of people are preoccupied with the shutdown and the burgers at the White House for this football team.
Well, if you're not paid to care about it, then why would you care
true,
about
true.
It?
True, mm-hmm. True. But I think it's really good. I mean, I've been joking with my mom all Christmas when she asked me when she's getting grandkids that, Mom, I'm not going to live long enough because the world's going to die, so don't be worried about that.
That
so,
is really funny. I agree.
Yeah, it's like, well, you know,
yeah,
we got to kind of act now, or we'll just laugh for the next 11 years while everything goes to complete chaos. So I think it's good that somebody's like heading the project, I guess, even though it's it's been in the works, but like to see a new and excited face.
Well, I think that it's always been like
how
long have politicians always just been like we care about the environment,
and that
but
did nothing.
There hasn't been a plan.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I think it's, like, important to take the Green Party a little bit more seriously in Canada. I feel like we kind of laugh over them, but they've actually, they had a pretty good platform in the last election.
I voted for them last election. I'm not really even awesome. Ashamed to say.
So you were the only one?
Okay, the girl for London was so accomplished. Like, she is, like, a lawyer, and she has all this experience, so based on the guy that won, who's just some guy that everyone in my area knows, I was like, well, this girl, you know, she deserves my attention. So
yeah, well, that's Guelph good. Is green, so that's pretty cool in a lot of ways.
Good for Guelph.
For like the MPP or what?
Yeah.
MP? Okay.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah, so they're gaining traction, and I think it's just interesting how few platforms talk about environmental initiatives. Considering that should be something that we should all be able to agree on, but there's so many climate change deniers. Trump.
It's like more like a whole direction of the political climate. All it's just
It's
who
just,
cares?
It's interesting. Like we were just starting to make some big moves, and then just a big step back because we have all this anti-environmental propaganda. My friend actually is from Georgia, and she was here over the break visiting, and she was like astounded by all the recycling we could do and how like we compost, and just because there's so few things in Statesboro County. Shout out to Statesboro. Actually, it's Bullock County. Whatever. But there's so few like things that can be recycled there. And actually, she was telling me that China's no longer buying their old plastic, so the states are kind of pushing more towards the reduce and the reuse because their recycling capabilities are being diminished.
Do you know how they're doing that? Or are they just, like, telling you to do it?
I think they're just suggesting. Yeah, I think they're suggesting. I don't think there's... Wash your tinfoil plates.
I don't know. This is sort of relevant. There's a big video on Twitter that was this person brushing out water bottles from behind their couch. And it was just like 100 water bottles.
Oh.
It was just like lying behind their couch. And that's so gross on two levels.
Yeah.
Like one, that there's so many water bottles behind your couch that you're just tossing it. And it's like, who isn't using mainly a water bottle anymore? Like a really reusable water bottle.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
It's
sort yourself out.
There's just so many small things that like 10 years ago we wouldn't have, like, reusable water bottles gained a lot of traction. Reusable grocery bags. We're all trying to ditch straws. I just wish more people were more into composting because there's so many things you can compost. I think think of the packaging for your beauty products like shampoo, conditioner, soaps. Like, you can use bar soap for so much more than you think. I wash my face with bar soap. I wash my body with bar soap.
I was thinking about that recently because I've always had, like, I have a hand pump for my hand soap, and then I just buy bags of soap, and I pour them into the hand pump.
Yeah.
And that's sort of a common thing for hand soap, but why don't we have that for shampoo?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Why can't we just buy a big bag of shampoo that I put in my old container of shampoo?
Wow.
Or even if you could, like, go fill them up, like, if they had, like,
roof.
Did you? Oh.
Yeah.
Also, did you see this thing in Uptown where you can bring your own containers to get, like, bulk food items?
So zero,
like,
waste bulk. It's across from the LCBO, like, near
so
the
So on your way to wherever you're going anyways, people, you should check it out.
Can't you do that at Bulk Barn?
Yeah, you can do it at Bulk Barn, but zero waste bulk, like,
I don't think they offer the bags, would they?
You bring your own jars.
Oh, so it's not even an option.
There's not an option, but they do something called, you can put, like, a deposit down on a jar, so you pay an extra dollar, and you can take the jar home with you, and then you can always bring it back, and you get your dollar back, or you can just continue to reuse it, so you've bought the jar. And they have, like, baked goods and stuff like that, and you can actually get tofu there that is waste-free.
Yum.
Yeah, so they have, like, a lot of different options. They have soaps. I've been getting, like, the soap that I use for, like, my body and my face. I just get, like, bars of soap from Bulk Barn. I've been doing that for, like, the past, I want to say, like, 9 months, 10 months.
Nice.
And it's been, like, actually helped my skin clear up, and it's so much, like, less bulky for bringing stuff with me when I go places. I just bring a bar of soap with me.
How are the prices there? Are they, like, comparable to Bulk Barn, or are they, we know? If anyone knows, please let us know.
Yes.
I'd be interested to know if that, not that it would, I think we should take the initiative and take the L, I guess, in terms of price for, like,
I feel like it's fair, though. I can't quite remember. I've been following them on Instagram. Follow their Instagram. They're really great. They post a lot. They do a lot of interactive stuff. But my one roommate actually went and got us some dish soap, and it's, like, concentrate. Ooh. And she, like, got the bottle and everything there, and we're going to just, that's how we're going to get our dish soap from now on. But I
think
it was
cheap. What
do you mean
from concentrate?
So it's, like, you don't need as much of the soap. So the soap goes a lot farther than...
It's just better soap.
It's just better soap. And it's in a little, like, it looks like it could be a shampoo bottle. I think they have some sorts of, like, they have cleaning stuff. I think they have some beauty products, too.
Mm. It's worth checking out, for sure.
Yeah, plug of the day.
I've been meaning to get into that more because I like couscous a lot. And Sobeys only sells these, like, tiny bags of couscous. And I need to get, like, 4 of them at a time.
Just
maybe
pop over the, like, buy a jar and go to Bulk Barn. Like,
exactly.
That's rice. I've had the same rice forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Yeah. Well, talking about food, actually, I did want to discuss that Canada's food guide is actually up for an upgrade right now. And so it's just interesting looking at how the food guide has changed even in our lifespan, like what you're supposed to eat and like looking at the history of it. So having a conversation in class the other day, one of my professors was telling us that the food guide, when it first started, it was like basically to represent like British values in food. So that's why it's all like bread. But they were like, they didn't want to kind of represent any other cultures. So they didn't have things like rice. They didn't have things like pizza on there. Because they just didn't represent what was the ideal Canadian values. And it's like interesting how we were always told like drink milk when we were growing up. But like so many people, like I feel like I turned 20 and my body was like shutting down every time I have milk.
I have not drinking a glass of milk in like I don't know how long.
Even chocolate milk makes me feel like a puddle of mud.
I use like chocolate milk as a meal replacement. Like it makes me feel so
full.
Full, yes. Jacked.
I only drink like a cup of milk if I have like cookies.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So
well,
then
yeah,
I just,
that's
like,
a
like pour
that's
one, and then I just drink the rest of the milk after.
Yeah, I mean, it's just interesting that recently we've learned like beef is really bad for the environment, mm-hmm. and like a lot of like red meat is not that great for us. But like,
wasn't it the cows farting is like an actually a significant
source
environmental
of
issue?
Yeah,
cows like just everything to do with livestock is not great for the environment. It's like the worst things that we're doing right now are fast fashion and eating meat.
Fast fashion just because they're throwing out a bunch of
stuff? Yeah, because we're wasting so much
material.
Because
the quality
material.
Of it isn't as
good
as it should be.
Exactly. But yeah, what do you think about that? Like, what is... Do you think that the food guide accurately represents what we should be eating? Or do you think there's other interests in it? And what would you like to see on the new food guide?
Mm. Is the food guide just, like, the categories? What's the food guide?
You know how, like, they have the pictures and, like,
and
within
like
the categories, there's, like, the pictures of the different food?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about? Like, how it's, like,
yeah, like,
egg,
the stuff that you saw on,
milk,
like, in your health classes.
Yes,
up.
This is exactly.
Yeah that's what I'm picturing in my mind.
Like, the graph, it's, like, a circle now. That's what that was what Michelle Obama, my mom, was saying.
Wow, I never knew that.
Michelle Obama
was her mom.
Yeah.
I guess I can see it.
There's a lot of resemblance.
Both gorgeous, both smart.
Thanks, I get it from my mama.
Both anti-bullying.
Yeah.
Woo,
down with bullying.
I got her book for
people.
Christmas. I'm excited to read it.
Me too. We should start a book club. Tweet us if you're interested in joining our book club.
Join our book club.
Becoming Michelle Obama is our first book. But yeah, it's interesting just seeing how we're looking at pictures of the food guide right now. And how everything's kind of labeled and what it says in terms of grain and protein.
Mm-hmm. In hindsight, it is kind of weird that it's all just, like, stuff you wouldn't eat by itself, really.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, anyway, I would not just eat a piece of bread.
Yeah, I'm going
to
need some butter,
I mean,
some cheese.
Once I've came to school, it's a different story because my my standards for eating and, like, existing have dropped.
Yeah.
I mean,
like,
where's the Mr. Noodles category, am I right? But
it's just, like, bread. Bagel. Flat bread.
Fresh, frozen, and canned vegetables. Leafy greens. But, like, what is this? Now there's, like, tofu, which is really good.
So this is the new one.
This is, I think this is a newer one. The last time it was updated was 2007.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, yeah.
So it's been a while. It's been a hot minute since we've updated
Yeah, I feel
it.
Like bagel and bread is kind of redundant.
True, they're, like, trying to
I
get.
I think we can just.
If you don't know that those are replacements for each other, I think you're too far gone already.
Yeah, you're not a college student.
Don't
you've
even
never
bother
tried
reading
to
the food guide. It's over
make a grilled cheese sandwich out of your bagel. Like, I'll just flip it inside out. And
My mom got me in first year, like, grilled cheese maker that you can make within the toaster. I never used it because I just thought it seemed like a giant red flag. You know, like, I was going to light the whole building on fire. Gonna cause a lot of stress for a lot of people, so I just decided not to use it because it was like a plastic sleeve, and I didn't think putting plastic in a toaster was wise.
Good job, Laura.
I don't know why my mom thought it was wise, but that's, you know, anyway. But
infomercials get you late at night, and you know,
don't sleep with your credit card.
Did you ever end up using it?
No,
the grilled cheese maker.
No.
I feel like plastic would just melt.
Yeah, and then it would stink also, I think.
Yes.
I had a waffle maker in my room, and people would just bring slices of bread and cheese and then use my waffle maker.
I remember eating some dino-shaped bread from your waffle maker. I think it was dinosaurs.
I think
giraffes, I don't know.
Yeah.
How did the other foods work in it? How was the cheese? That sounds like a mess.
You know what? It's inside the bread, so it kind of just
chills. Oh, like a grilled... I thought you said, like, they straight up just, like, put cheese in.
Oh, yeah.
Melting
I didn't really
cheese.
Describe how they put the bread and the cheese in there.
Like a whole block.
They buttered the bread, they put cheese in the middle, and they made a little sandwich. And
oh.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
Yeah. Shout out to Sam Goffin for sneaking into my room and making grilled cheese sandwiches when I wasn't there in first year.
A hero.
That. Never forget you.
He should be on this show.
Yeah, he'd be a great guest.
I'd
Sam, where
you at?
Yes. Okay, so
should have his own show.
We're going to take a little break, but when we come back, we'll have some more questions for Owen. Enjoy some MIA Bad Girls.
And just before the break, I want to say a special shout out to Faith and Hillary, our two new listeners. Thank you so much. I love you guys. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Happy Hour Report with, where am I going with this? I don't know.
With your favorite bad girls, DJ T-Tuffs.
Just bad at this job, honestly. That's the only bad idea.
Not at all. And DJ OEOEOEO.
Thank you.
Name pending.
Name pending. Please.
I thought I was going to be the favorite bad girl.
I know. You are our favorite bad girl. Thank but you. I mean... So,
don't be fooled.
Who are you, Owen, Andrew,
Blank.
James, Edwin,
that is
Elizabeth,
my name.
Kurtz?
I'm Owen, Andrew, James, Edwin. I'm a big MIA fan. Let's talk about MIA for a bit, rather than myself.
Okay.
Are you guys big fans?
Love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Love. That when Paper Planes came out, we were like, what, 10? But it was a bop.
It just reminds me of watching Slumdog Millionaire, and then I feel like that's part of the reason I'm obsessed with Dev Patel. It's just the way it is.
I have fond memories of hearing Paper Planes in an American Eagle. Yeah, good times.
Love.
Love. Love. Love American Eagle. Love.
A very youth experience right there.
Yeah.
I'm summing my youth up in one scenario, if that's it.
Did you have, like, a polo on with a little bird on it?
Yeah, and it had, like, the year that they were established.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
EST
so
dot
cool.
year.
Yeah, bought
so
a
cool.
Got a shirt from Aerie recently. It said established 2006 on it, and I always tuck that corner into my pants.
Yeah, do you remember when having a, like, thing with just the logo or the name when the year was, like, the height of... Like, it wasn't, but you
Aeropostale.
Thought it was.
Aeropostale, Hollister, yes.
Oh,
my gosh. Abercrombie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never owned any Abercrombie. And
me neither. There wasn't one in the London Mall, so.
Yeah, we didn't have one either.
I think by the time that I just was not into that. But, you know, tucking your, wearing gym shorts and then, like, wearing the lace bottom shirts over top with layered, tank tops.
The layered tank tops was a big mood in my youth.
Fashion.
I feel like that was enforced at our school. You couldn't do, like, the tank tops without a shirt under it. Or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I never thought that that was a dress code. Maybe that's why everyone did it.
It was maybe.
Self-preservation. It wasn't fashion.
Conforming.
It was just...
Which one of those brands did the owner come out and say that they didn't want fat people wearing it?
Abercrombie? Yeah. Ugly people?
Good stuff.
And
it sounds about right.
Went and gave a bunch of Abercrombie to homeless people. And haha. Because... Clothes are clothes. So.
I agree.
Humanity.
Yes. Let's talk about me some more.
My favorite part of the show.
Now that we're all sad about the...
Now that I'm in my feelings, let's...
So, Owen, we already asked who you are, and you said you're a fan of MIA. Is there anything else that you want to tell us about?
No.
Okay.
Excellent.
Thank you. That was, like, a really good, like, beauty pageant answer because he, like, leaned into the mic.
Yeah.
And was like, no.
It sucks that the viewers at home can't experience that level of performance that is happening here.
You're really giving us high-quality performance.
He's elevating our show to a new level.
Thank you. Yeah. I tuned in last week, and I just knew this show needed something more.
Yeah. Especially
and
since we weren't on air last
solution.
Week.
Yeah, he's like, I can't even hear that.
Fake fan. Yeah, they couldn't even remember how to turn on the mics this week.
That's what I thought it needed.
Yeah.
The mics on.
You solved all of our problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do you keep busy, Owen?
I can talk a bit about myself. I lied earlier.
Okay.
I am in fourth year of business, BBA.
You're the first business person we've had on the show.
I think
quite
I'm
possibly
the
last, too.
Yeah.
You're exclusive.
Yeah.
You have something against business?
No, I'm just making
it.
Because we
capitalism.
Talk about capitalism and it's evil so much.
We do. Yeah.
I do as well. So. I think I'm like.
You're the spy on the inside.
Yeah. But I think there is something important about that. I tell myself repeatedly. That I'm not wasting my time with this.
Yeah. I read this, like, meme the other day. It was like, me goes to work or on my way to work, I hate capitalism. This is the worst. This is going to be terrible. And then it's like me at work, like, how can I help you, customer? And then, this isn't that bad. I love my job. And then it's like, after work, damn the capitalism. Like, it's just
and
like.
And then you go grab a hamburger on the way home.
Yeah. Oh, it's all around us. Yeah. Had some great lectures this week. I mean, so, as a comm student.
Yeah. I'm in, like, a film studies course.
Oh, cool.
And it is, like, so left. It's, like, pretty much political film. So it's, like, no one in the right wing is making actual, like, political art. So it's cool. It's pretty chill.
I just thought of this. It's interesting that when you look at Laurier from, like, University and King intersection, the arts buildings are on the left and the business building is on the right.
Well, you can just come at it from the other direction as well.
Oh! Burn! I need some aloe vera!
He got us. He got us good.
That's what we're taught in the Lazarita School of Business. Look at everything from every angle.
Amazing.
Biz nasty. Yeah.
So, I guess why I'm on this show is because I have my own show coming out.
Woo! When is your show?
It is Tuesdays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Amazing.
Aww. Aww. We could have been show twins last semester.
Yeah, we used to have our show from 5 to 6, but we had to move because class.
That sucks.
Cool. But yeah, what are you going to be covering on your show? Tell us a bit about what you want to talk about.
I think I've sort of broken it up into multiple different things because it's only me. I don't have the benefit of having someone else to sort of rant on with. So I've sort of tried to overload it with things.
Okay.
And ultimately, like, the most of it might end up being sort of like your show, but ultimately more egotistical. Because rather than discuss, I'm just going to be telling you what I think about things. We're not going to get a full view. We're going to get what I think.
That's all that matters in the world.
Isn't? I've always thought that what the pop culture landscape needed was one more straight white male opinion. So that's ultimately the void I'm trying to fill.
Yeah, in 2019, that's all we're missing.
Thank you for your service to the greater good.
Thank you. But yeah, I'm going to be going in on things. Throughout my past cultural intake, I've sort of gone like, I don't do much, so I take a lot in, and I have like a focus on underground art, experimental, like overlooked things, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So I think I'll be trying to do opinions, shine some light on some things that I think are neat, do reviews of stuff, whatnot. And each week I'll try to do like, as I was saying, like a new discoveries thing, which is something I found out about maybe, and then like an in-depth review of something. Not quite sure what, might be a little more general. Like, I was thinking for the first show, maybe I'd talk about David Byrne from the Talking Heads.
Okay.
Who I saw live recently.
Ooh.
And I was going to talk about that because it was really good. And then other aspects of the show, which is what it originally intended on being before I realized that I couldn't fill a show with it, was just, like, doing absurd comedy.
And,
like,
I
like making up stories and just, like, doing, like, a long story that ended up being, like, stupid.
And there's a punchline eventually, or?
Yeah, but ultimately, like, deadpan. We're just, like, going, like, deeper and deeper into some dumb story that doesn't make any sense.
Okay, yeah.
So, if that makes any sense, and is interesting to anyone who's listening, Owen's Variety Hour airs Tuesdays at 6 to 7, starting next Tuesday, right here on Radio Laurier.
And you get a little taste of some of that wonderful Owen talent that we've been missing.
Yeah.
Yeah, just not enough straight white men on the air these days.
No, it's a real shame. As some probably terrible people say, there is a white genocide going on.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, with that,
I do not respect these opinions.
That was a joke.
Well, this is the kind of humor that he will be moving forward with.
All my humor is strictly to the right wing.
Excellent.
Yes. So, on that note, what song did you request today?
as much as this might surprise everyone from everything I recently talked about. Does that make sense? Like, yeah, okay. So this is Charlie XCX. Some of you might remember her as...
Boom Clap.
Oh, yeah.
Iggy Azalea's best friend.
They're best friends?
Well, no, she wrote Fancy.
Oh,
okay. She's in Fancy.
Oh. So she's wow, you're already teaching us so much.
Yeah, about Fancy from 2012.
I'm a little behind.
It's a pretty good track.
It's a bop.
But ultimately, I do think that Charlie XCX is an underlooked queen of pop music.
Oh, a queen.
She's wrote so many big songs. Like, yeah. You know, like Iconopop, like I Love It.
Yeah.
Charlie XCX.
Okay.
Obviously.
Boom.
And she's still making very forward-thinking, very well-written pop music.
Mm.
And I think everyone should give her a second look, because okay. She's fabulous.
Alrighty.
This song isn't new, though.
Oh.
But it isn't big. Do you guys know this song?
I don't think I've ever heard it.
No, me neither.
This is Super Love by Charlie XCX.
All right, everybody. I hope you loved Owen's song choice. I know we did. As long as you love it, that's all that matters, right?
Yeah. I would put that Iconopop song as a response to that song. I love it.
Oh.
I don't care. Then. I love it.
A response playlist.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think we should make a playlist where just every song is a response to the song that was played earlier.
We should create a new show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Responses.
Wow.
And we won't Brilliant. Say a single thing. It'll just just be music.
The listeners are probably like, thank God.
We're over them. Alrighty, so have you all seen Gillette's latest commercial?
I did. I watched it last night.
I did 30 minutes before this started.
Excellent.
I didn't give him a heads up. I was like, okay, I'm going to watch it. I saw, like, people's posts saying, like, oh, this has me, like, in tears. This is so mm-hmm. good. And I, like, went in it to being, like, kind of arms crossed, kind of cynical. And then I was like, why am I crying? This is so sweet. And, like...
You cried?
I actually did. I was very emotional. Maybe I was hungry. I get very emotional when I'm hangry. I don't really get hangry. I just get had.
Mm.
Hungry and sad. I probably could have thought of a better combination.
Yeah, it doesn't go quite as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not as brandable, but
we can work on it.
Work in it.
Do you guys have t-shirts for the show yet?
I'm hat.
I don't get hangry, I get hat.
New slogan.
I'll write that down.
But yeah, do you mind if we play a little clip of it?
Let's do a live react.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay. Guy looking in the mirror.
Is this the best
cleanly thing? Shaven.
Is it?
A bunch of youths busting through the wall.
We can't hide from it.
A solid hug.
It's been going on far too long.
Examples of
we can't
toxic
laugh
masculinity.
Yes.
Who's the daddy? What I actually think she's trying.
Making the same
a woman looking
excuses.
Uncomfortable at a meeting.
Boys fighting.
I think the boss touched her shoulder too much and like spoke over her.
Like
me too.
I had an issue with this part because that woman anchor is wearing a plaid shirt on the air.
There will be no going back.
What?
Because we.
Perdón.
We believe in the best in men.
Men need to hold other
Terry
men
Crews.
Accountable.
Smile, sweetie.
Come on.
To say Rat the party. Right thing.
I mean, I'm
to act
pretty.
The right way.
Catcalling?
Man's calling out their friends.
Some already are.
Bad.
In ways big.
Yo, men,
and small.
Conflict resolution. Fathers empowering their daughters.
Daddies.
Some is not enough.
Oh my God.
That's not how we treat each other, okay?
Because the boys watching today.
Little
bean. Nice.
Yeah.
The best
men
can
be.
Oh, yeah.
The best man can be. I think it's usually the best a man can get, but for this marketing.
Wait, is it saying the best men can be or the best men can be? You know what I mean?
Oh.
Where do you put that?
Yeah.
Maybe that's intentional.
Oh. The best I know it's marketing, but I feel like this is something people should have, like, if you're gonna, you know, take something, this is a good thing to take. I mean, I hope that people see that, and, like, there's been an overwhelmingly positive response from the people in my life, but, I mean, not everyone's gonna love it, but I think it's kind of cool to cause that controversy.
I agree. I know there's some people that are boycotting it.
Yeah.
I saw people, like, flushing their razors down the toilet.
There are 718 downvotes. 718,000, sorry.
Wow, more downvotes.
And 315,000 upvotes, so that's an interesting contrast to what most of the people I know feel about it and what I'm seeing on my...
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that what really matters?
Yeah, I think... There's, like, this pushback going on in, like, most mainstream media against the wussification of America and men being too delicate and becoming too feminine, and it's bull.
Mm-hmm. I think the people who have a problem with it are, like, probably feeling kind of attacked by the images they're seeing, you know, like, encouraging their kids to, like, oh, boys will be boys or what. Like, I think it's... probably some of that.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm curious how much is, like, the actual people who are, like, ideologically opposed versus those who are just like, this is hokey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Because that was my initial thought when I heard about it. And I was just like, this is going to be hokey.
Yeah.
And then, like, it was better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Sure. They touched on a lot of different things that are really relevant right now. And, I mean, it's a different perspective on a lot of things that we see in TV and the things we heard growing up. So, it's just interesting how much has changed.
Yeah, no, I think ultimately, like, the message is definitely good.
Yeah, it's a good message. And, I mean, sure, it's a brand attaching itself to this the same way that, like, brands like...
Nike?
Yeah, attach themselves to other things.
What was the thing they did recently where people were burning their socks?
Oh, the Colin Kaepernick campaign.
Colin Kaepernick, There's a video of some guy burning his shoes while his feet were still in them. It was good.
People often have really outrageous reactions that...
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you already spent the money on this item, so, like, the people who make it literally do not give a shit that you're burning it. They're like, we made our $80 off you or whatever, so.
Yeah. You lost money twice.
Yeah, it's like,
once
you played yourself.
You
once when you replaced it. With something else, so.
Yeah.
Whatever, but.
And, like, I don't know why this would prevent, like, make you boycott Gillette. What about this is so, like, has the potential of being so wrong?
Yeah.
That you're just like, I am mad about
this. I wouldn't even go as far as saying this is, like, controversial, really. Like, it's kind of, like, it's not, like, a shock factor.
No, and it's not like the Colin Kaepernick thing, either. As much as I like Colin Kaepernick, there are people who actually have political opposition to him.
Yeah, because, and that one's more tricky because there's the whole, like, patriotism versus...
Yeah, exactly.
So it's, like, more layers to the controversy
but
than
like,
just...
But, like, who is legitimately being offended by this act?
That's what
people that are so terrified of being this.
Like, I want to keep touching the women.
I don't want to.
What's wrong with that? Why can't I listen to Louis C.K.?
Yeah, people that think people like us are too sensitive are the people that are so offended by this.
But then it's just like, this brand is too sensitive.
Yeah.
That's ultimately the biggest negative.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely don't think it's as controversial when you, like, break it down as some other things could be, so.
Yeah.
I mean, people kind of think so, and, like, people who, like, not to generalize, but are kind of late to the party on a lot of things seem to really like it, so maybe if this is the way that people who don't really pay attention start paying attention, then I guess maybe that's something.
Yeah.
Because, like, yeah, to go off that, like, I always have a skepticism about stuff like this, because it, like, does Gillette really care?
Yeah, what are they actually going to
do? Or
do
they think that this is going to sell more razors?
Which it will.
Which it will. That's why they did it. Ultimately, behind every decision, there's a profit calculation.
Yeah.
They knew there was going to be outrage, but is there going to be more outrage than there will be new sales?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
because, yeah, how many people are going to be like, well, I'll buy Gillette for this reason now?
Yeah.
Like, perhaps.
Yeah. They're taking advantage of a moment in history, and I don't mean that in a negative context. I just mean at least it's showing that their brand's aware of it. I would be really disappointed to see something come out about, like, Gillette.
Like the owner is accused of sexual assault.
I'd be really upset to see that because that would really discredit it. But, I mean, a step in the right direction is nice to see and the kind of world that we're living in.
And to actually attribute something to Gillette, there's like a website attached to the whole thing, and it like goes that they're sponsoring and donating to the Boys and Girls Club of America.
That's really awesome.
So like, yeah, they're doing a thing. It's not just an image. There's actual money going to it.
Yeah, and if you're listening and you're interested in getting involved with any like initiatives that work towards kind of creating healthy versions of masculinities for everyone, I'd say look into volunteering with Male Allies or the Waterloo Sexual Assault Center. They have some really great programs that encourage some really healthy behaviors and kind of work to combat some issues that we're experiencing socially. But yeah.
Awesome.
And I think that it's cool that we get to this point in the conversation because of the Gillette commercial, because I don't know if we would have gotten here in the same way. It would have been, it's like every day it's a new Me Too case, which is upsetting, but seeing this commercial is like refreshing.
I ultimately like it because like you could put this under the whole like overarching thing of feminism and like traditional like preventative things for sexual assault is like we carry a whistle, do this, but ultimately everything should be the root, which is bad male behavior.
Yeah.
Which is the only thing this is addressing, which is good because there isn't enough conversation about that.
Yeah,
and I think including Terry Crews in the video adds another level to it, like how masculinity can be affected on both sides of this situation. So,
I think that's a big thing about the whole thing.
Yeah, Terry I think Crews. That was like the part that really sold it for me. So,
yeah, thank you for being so like just receptive and down to get into this conversation.
Well,
really
like, could you imagine if I came on the show and I was like. No way.
That'd be pretty
upsetting. I relate to everyone else in this ad.
You see all those thumbs downs? Yeah. That's me. I did that.
Scroll
that
down,
many
you'll
times.
See my comments.
Yeah. Well, to lift the mood a little bit more, we do have Carly Rae Jepsen cut to the feeling. Welcome back. What a bop.
I agree.
Yeah. You did see Carly Rae Jepsen, right?
Wow. I saw Carly Rae Jepsen perform with the Toronto Symphonic Orchestra.
Whoa. Was that a moment that you will always remember?
It was, and it will continue to be. It was so good. She's great. I love her.
Oh, I remember that day. I think I saw you. Did I see you on the bus? Was that in, like, summer 2017 or school year?
That was, last were we
winter?
Going to work?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We used to take the bus together to our co-op job. So I've known...
Before you started going in early.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm a...
Shade.
Roasted.
Official.
So, yeah. Actually, Owen, Taryn, and I have known each other. DJ T-Tuffs. DJ SGS. Have known each other since first year because we all lived in the same residence building.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to residents for making that happen. We're currently looking at it from where we record.
Nostalgia.
Which is pretty cool. Nostalgia.
Through the window.
Yeah, 2 North. Owen and I were on the same floor. And
sure were.
It was great. It was wonderful. And yeah, that's how we know each other. That's just our back. That's our origin story. We like to tell people how we know each other on the show.
Yeah.
All 2 listeners, thank you for tuning in today.
Just for
you know
a spoiler.
Who you are.
A spoiler of the first episode of Owen's Variety Hour. Our stories will be focusing on my origin story. Rather than friends getting together, we'll just see how this being was created.
Oh, yes.
I can't wait.
Molded from earth and seawater.
Well, you just spoiled it.
Oh, dang. The man, the myth, the legend. DJ Owie, 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 Owie. It's really catching on. I don't know. It's been said so many times throughout the show.
Yeah, you might have a difficult time rebranding after this.
Yeah.
Yep. So oops. What we also plan to talk about today, we're just going to touch on some main highlights in pop culture. Mm-hmm. One main one that came up is that Ariana Grande is already working on her next album.
Woot.
Woot woot. And
Girls Unstoppable.
Yeah. And Sweetener was truly a collection of bops. Mm-hmm. I did love it. Really had me in my feelings for a couple months there.
So what are your top tracks?
Top tracks. I like Sweetener.
I do too.
I feel like as much as it's the titling track, I don't think a lot of people actually listen to it because God is a Woman.
Yeah, it wasn't a single.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, yeah.
Singles were God is a Woman, the light one, the breathe light is coming.
In. Yeah, Breathe In.
And No Tears Left to Cry.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
REM or R.E.M.
R.E.M. is my favorite song.
Yeah, that that's song another one.
So good.
Yeah.
I can't even believe it.
It's
can you believe?
She's just, not to sound like that person, but yeah, the ones that you, that weren't singles really came
through.
I do
like the singles though.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, they're great. They're just, they become overplayed because yes. they're the singles, but yes. that doesn't make them not great. And if they come on, I'll be crying in the club. So
yeah,
that one
you'll
time
still
I go
see
to
me
semester.
Screeching. So
yeah.
Did you hear the thing that like REM specifically is like Pharrell wrote the whole song? And there's a demo of Beyonce doing it.
I just got goosebumps.
It's crazy.
I will be looking that up.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing when I get home.
I think it's on yeah. YouTube.
Amazing. Beyonce.
Good to know. Good
imagine
know.
Them working together. I feel like that would be stressful to be in that room because I'd be like, wow, I am taking up too much air. I'm not worth it.
Yeah. Just jump.
I would have an ambulance, like, already dialed for myself.
Yeah, my blood
like, I'd be like,
rise.
They're on their way. I know I'm going to black out within 5 minutes.
That, I really want to hear that. It's like when Beyonce hopped in on Perfect with Ed Sheeran, and you're like, thank you so much. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't give it the time of day until Beyonce went on it, which isn't necessarily fair, but it is what it is.
Shape of You was written for Rihanna. Imagine if Rihanna sang that.
Okay, I would have, like, bopped it so much harder, I think.
I do agree. Love Ed Sheeran, but I
just got so sick of hearing that song after a while. Like, it actually, yeah. like, I'm kind of irritated just thinking about it.
Right I like now. That song more than I like other Ed Sheeran songs. Mm-hmm. I'll admit it.
I was, like, so in love with Ed Sheeran for, like, a hot minute in high school when 18
I went to his
came
concert,
out.
Actually, which I always forget.
Really?
Yeah,
I was always forget. Was this August?
No, like, a couple of years ago. I was still in high school, so.
Oh.
But it was really interesting. It was just, like, him on a stool.
He's very
and
like,
it wasn't like,
down.
You know, it
he
wasn't a production
down.
Or anything. Yeah, it was crazy. Little high school me was
whoa.
Like, what?
Ooh.
What is this?
But yeah, any other pop culture news that, like, little moments?
Hmm.
What?
Oh. So, how do you like your eggs?
Over easy.
Higher than Kylie Jenner on the Instagram.
No, yeah, let's talk about some eggs. Wasn't that crazy?
What a great
so many
segue.
Likes.
Yeah.
That's so random. Like,
yeah.
someone really just set out to do that, and they did that.
I heard it was Elon Musk.
I mean, at this point, I don't even know what to believe anymore.
He's behind everything that happens.
So, Kylie Jenner, canceled?
Okay. I don't know if I've stopped, like, caring about the Kardashians in, like, the last year or so just because I'm, like, they are just involved in a lot of things that I'm not sure I agree with.
Yeah.
And so I'm just kind of taking a step back from
I was
being
implying
involved
only
in
because
life.
Of the like count.
Okay,
yeah.
but
that's
yeah,
the only
I
reason
gonna,
I liked her.
I was going to make a joke about that being an excellent question, but then Taryn
oh, nice.
Got deep. But yeah, I mean, sorry. I'm a little, like, part of me is like, yeah, Kardashians are fun. But then the other part of me is yeah. like, stop appropriating my culture.
Mm-hmm.
Stop being completely unaware of the world around you.
Stop selling
skinny
appetite.
Teas.
Yeah,
and, yeah.
and
yeah.
like the lollipops.
Yeah.
That was like appetite suppressing.
Yeah, stop making
not
people
good.
Shit their pants to get skinnier.
Your hair
yeah.
gummy.
Stop complaining and... about your body.
Yeah, stop having, like, perfect bodies. Yeah.
We're on the ground doing Jameela Jamil's work here, guys. This
yeah.
is what we're here for.
I love Jameela Jamil. She is so wonderful, and The Good Place is the best show.
Not
who
to be confused
about?
With
Have
Camila
the Good Place?
Or whatever they call
I've
her.
I've seen an episode or so.
It's really great, and you should watch it. Tahani from The Good Place, her real name is Jamila Jamil.
Sure.
She's an intelligent, beautiful woman.
Did you see they called her Camila something on E! News during the Golden Globes or whichever?
Like, I don't know. Just like
they just messed it up, and she tweeted it and was like, hello, not my name.
But that's not my name.
I love that she stands up for herself. That almost made it on the playlist because I feel like good that track would have been giving me Owen vibes. Well, since we are rounding out this episode, we would like to ask you just one or two questions from our list of 36 questions that lead to love, because we love you, Owen, and we're all about love here. Yeah, I mean,
we have faith in you.
Give me a number. Come on.
I feel like I can't get deep in.
Go deep.
I've done some of these already. I'm going to pick 10.
10. We took some out, so you won't know.
Yeah.
You won't know.
Oh, you said 5?
No, I've done like 5.
Okay.
I'm picking 10.
So if this is so deep, if you could change anything about the way you were raised, what would it be?
I think that business was decided for me earlier than I would have liked.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that like when the decision of like, what are you going to be when you grow up? I think it was more based on, realistically based on like, financial security.
Yeah.
Then, like, do what you want.
Yeah.
I don't think you're the only one.
I feel like that.
I'm the only business major in the room, so.
Pick another number, then.
Are you not going to say yours?
Oh, you want me to say that?
Of course.
Something I would change? Oh, wow. I didn't expect.
Get to know your hosts.
Oh, wow.
And fall in love with them.
Already done. We just love each other enough. Wow. I wish that. Wow.
This is so hard. I came up with an answer so quick.
You did.
And then you said another one.
I know. I was going to make you answer another. Something to change about the way I was raised.
Time management.
Actually, yeah. I wish. I really like structure a lot now. And so I wish maybe certain things, like I was really hard on myself in terms of school, but my mom was really chill on that.
Sure.
But if she was a little bit harder, maybe I would be a little bit more structured, but I'm also pretty hard on myself. So maybe that's just like a super type A request is like more structure, please, from like 5-year-old me.
Aren't you glad that you sort of figured that out for yourself?
Yeah. I'm happy that I had that space to find my flaws. But yeah, you, anything?
I think I kind of like took everything my mom told me as like Bible.
Mm.
And so I, not that I like disagree with everything, but like I think I learned to question everything that I see and intake a little more, but I don't know if I did that as much as a child, so. And I think she expected me to kind of think the same, so, and it was fine for me till for a long time, so. Don't be fooled. I still have a good relationship with my mother. It's fine. I just branching out a little bit.
Still love our parents.
In terms of my thought processes.
It's really cool when you hit that point that you realize your parents are people too, but it's kind of scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, oh, dang.
You're like, oh.
I listened to y'all for so long. Me to my parents.
Oh, yeah. I was like, what?
I have not been listening to you guys for too long.
I thought you were like, I thought this was a band. I was like, okay, sounds cool. Okay, so it does look like we have run out of time.
Dang.
For more questions. Owen, you really finessed that one. But what are some words to live by that you would like to leave our listeners with? Or like your New Year's resolution. You said you have a few ones. Yeah.
Words you're living by? I'm trying to eat less meat.
That's good.
Nice.
And I'm trying to wear my slippers way more.
Oh.
Because like my feet get really dirty and they're just so comfy. That was inspired by, like, 3 days ago, I was wearing them. It's like, we should do this more. We as in myself.
And your 2 feet.
Yes. All 3 of us.
Left foot, right foot.
Yeah.
That one.
Taren.
Ricky and Lance.
Wow. Great names.
Thanks.
I don't know if I have a resolution because I'm so used to failing at them that I just, like, refuse to choose one. But I think I want to spend less money for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I'm like, oh, it's fine. I spend so much money every day. It's disgusting. So I'm trying not to.
Yeah.
I'm failing, but I'm thinking about it.
Want to grab dinner after this? Okay. I think for me is I want to, like enjoy my leisure time more and accept that I'm having leisure time instead of being like, I need to fill this one free minute.
Yeah.
And I'm like working on that one. I light candles more often. Nice. So I think that like helps me relax. And I want to like be less hesitant to reach out to people. Because I feel like so often I'm like I should really reach out to this person. I'm like, oh, has it been too long? But yeah, I've been trying to like grab more coffees with people and like chat with people that have been meaningful in my life, because I think it's important to not lose your ability to reach out to people.
I agree.
Well, yeah. Well, on that note, have a wonderful Wednesday. Oh my God, we get to use alliteration now.
Wow.
And thank you for joining us, Owen.
Thank you as well. I had a great time.
I'm glad. We loved having you.
Alrighty. Well, we'll tune in next week for the happy hour report.
As well as Owen's variety hour.
Yes. Tuesdays.
6 to 7.
Alrighty. Have a good night.
Bye, everyone.